in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to come in and have a chance to say a few words. Some of the things that are going on around Randolph County, and discuss a little bit, and hopefully answer a few questions and help people along. Of course, we're in November now, and it was a very chilly weekend for me, but it was a nice weekend. I did have a chance to get out and take a little hike, and I walked a trail or two, and it was very nice weather for that. It wasn't real hot, but today's the 15th of November, so we're 15 days away from the fiscal year end of Randolph County, which ends November 30th. So we're closing in on it. We posted our preliminary budget this morning. That's required to be posted 15 days before we will actually adopt it. We will actually adopt it in the afternoon on December 1st. We always meet on December 1, even if it's not a typical day, a normal Friday where we meet. We always meet on that day to adopt and approve our budgets for the next fiscal year. And, of course, we'll be doing the same thing. So that's not that far off. So we have our preliminaries posted, and it really gets down to the real work here about November 30th, December 1st, early in the morning. That's when you're going through it and taking, one final look. And most things stay the same. They don't change much from year to year. You're pretty well locked in on how much the utilities are going to be for the year and those types of things. Mm-hmm. But that's when you take your final looks and make your best estimates as to what you think you're going to have in tax receipts for the year and what you think you can afford, if anything extra. Can we buy another sheriff's car this year? What road projects do we have? And are we going to be able to fund, a particular road project or something like that? And that's when you get right down to the nitty gritty of in the last few hours of what stays in and what doesn't make the cut and has to be put off to next year. But we're in that process now, and I'll be analyzing all of that over the next 2 weeks as we go through the Thanksgiving holidays and preparing for the last of the updates and details. So it's moving along very well at this point.
All right. We got a break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in.
Absolutely.
And we will come back. And you're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. 9:34. Again, this is The People Speak, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder today. And as we mentioned, budget time.
We were talking a little bit about the budget. After all, that's this time of year. Our fiscal year ends November 30th. Our new fiscal year begins December 1. At the last board meeting, in wrapping up the old prior year's business, we approved the audit from the prior fiscal year. It had actually been out for a while and had been submitted to the state of Illinois and everything as required, but we just simply hadn't had a chance to get it on the table and discuss it and get it approved. And actually, we're going to do it approximately a month ago, and I didn't get it on the agenda in time. So we had it on the agenda Friday, and we discussed it and had a lengthy discussion about it. And this is the fiscal year end that ended 1 year ago, November 30th, 2020, 1 year ago. And the fiscal year from 1 year ago turned out very well. It it had been, we'd been struggling quite a while for cash, but we ended in a better position. However, there are still challenges ahead, obviously, with the Baldwin power plant, and we all know what's going to happen with that. But from a year ago, it had actually worked out pretty well in the year, and we ended up about $700,000 ahead. But a lot of, you know, well, they don't call it profit, they call it increase in net assets. But it actually went up somewhat. And some of that also had to do with our reductions in our long-term required IMRF payments, retirement payments, and those types of things had decreased somewhat with the changing statistics and the number of people that we have in the Randolph County Courthouse. After a number of years of trying to reduce overhead, we're starting to see that some of this stuff actually come down. So we had a very decent year, and Jim Smersal, our auditor, Mr. Smersal, went over it. He was on the telephone. He didn't come in, but he had called in, and there'll probably be some information on that in the newspaper from Friday. But it was a very good report, and I had pre-read all of it, so I knew what was coming and everything. But it was presented before the board, and we took our official vote to approve it. So that took place, and we have that out of the way now and ready to begin the next, the next fiscal year end, which is, like I'd mentioned earlier, comes up here at the end of the month in 15 days. Some other things that happened last week, a little bit different. I always talk a little bit about what's going on with the roads, because I know that affects a lot of people. Everyone drives every day. The bridge that we had replaced on County Road 5, now that's the road that runs between Wine Hill and Rockwood. Mm-hmm. It's about a 5-mile stretch through there. There's two bridges on it. One we had replaced a year ago, and the second one we just finished redecking. That was put a new deck on that bridge. It was over Mill Creek. That was opened back up to the public on Friday last week. So that is now open again and going, and it has the new deck on it, and that should take care of it for another 50 years at least, beyond the time, obviously, that I'll be dealing with it. So it's, it's nice to have that open and going again. And at the same point, that road is getting about ready for resurfacing. It's been quite a while if you haven't seen it lately. And we had let some preliminary engineering requests, and we had some resolutions for assignment of motor fuel tax fund for it. So we're going to consider that one for next year. It's going to go to letting in January. We'll see if it makes the cuts. And with the state of Illinois, they let many of those at the same time. Basically, put them out for bid is what it amounts to. See where the bid comes in. It'll be 90% motor fuel tax fund, 10% Randolph County. Randolph County's obligation on that one will be roughly $240,000, just talking round numbers. The exact amounts aren't known because, obviously, we have to see what the bids come in at first.
Right.
Plus whatever additional work might be required to be a part of it. But we'll take a look at it, but that's a preliminary estimate. So that one will be probably one of the larger ones for next year. And we're also taking a look at engineering work on the Chester Road, which is the one that runs from right here at the Sparta city limits down towards, in this particular case, down towards Chester, down to Steelville. I'm trying to, Shawneetown Trail.
Yeah.
Runs right through there. But from south of Sparta down to the first road there, Shoeline Road, we're looking at some resurfacing work, some straightening some curves and some various other. Now that probably, and you've heard me mention this before, that won't make it in the 22. It may be in the 23 or a little bit later, but so it's not going to happen next year. The engineering, preliminary engineering, isn't even complete on it, but it's one of those that is moving forward. It's one of those that's on the project list of things that we'd like to get accomplished, and we'll see how they move forward with it, and we'll see where it goes with it.
Okay.
But that is that kind of takes care of the ones for the larger ones that we're looking at for next year, and possibly we know the highway department is considering another dump truck, which they need to operate. And of course, those aren't those are very expensive. They get up in the $150,000 range pretty quickly, and we're considering that, and we'll see if that makes the budget cuts on December 1st, but we kind of need it, so I'm going to be working pretty hard to try to have it in there, if at all possible, because that's going to be something we're going to need. The last one we purchased, I think, was about 4 years ago, and there's I think we have four of them together, so if you want to try to keep them updated on a regular basis, you need one every 4 to 5 years.
Right.
And so that works pretty close. So that's some of the things that I'm taking a look at and working on at this point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you mentioned the cost-wise. I said, a standard pickup truck is going to cost you $50,000. So.
Yes, that stuff just keeps going up, and it seems to be getting a lot worse here lately, as most people know. And hopefully this will settle down. I'm hopeful, but I'm planning for if it doesn't work, but I'm hopeful that it will settle down quite a bit in over the next year or so. Because I know with the COVID event really has thrown some monkey wrenches in what's going on.
It's just take a little time for it to all kind of...
To work through. Mm-hmm. Congress did pass the infrastructure bill, and I think the president is supposed to sign it today in a ceremony. And in that infrastructure bill, if I understand it correctly, was a little bit of funding for our four-lane connector. The Southern Illinois Connector, that's the four lane from Murfreesboro through to Waterloo. Now, that's a little bit out of Randolph County's hands, but I believe there was some funding for that, which would probably go towards the Murfreesboro area, because I know just north of Murfreesboro, they have completed their engineering studies on that, and it's probably where they're going to take a look at it. There's that area, there's the Virgins area that they have to get around, and there's the Pinckneyville area that they have to work on. So it'll probably wind up in some of those vicinities. At the state of Illinois level, we were funded in last year's budget for the the preliminary engineering, which would run from Waterloo to Redbud, basically south of Redbud. It'll come in there where Old Wine Road is at in that area. And so that is supposed to go into preliminary engineering studies in 22 next year, and which will probably take the better part of the year, where they'll do the hearings and try to determine pretty well lay in on where the route would actually be at and those types of things. Once the preliminary engineering is complete and that works out, then it would be ready for the next stage, would be the detailed engineering, where they actually prepare the necessary plans for bidding it to and acquire the necessary right-of-ways and actually have the information ready to go to where they can go out to bid. But the first thing has to be the preliminary engineering. And just the fact that we made the cuts for that in and of itself is very good, because that demonstrates that, we're taking a look at it. And I believe the traffic count in that area justifies it. Now, the piece from the Sparta towards Pinckneyville, that's going to take a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
But you work at it piece at a time over a period of time, and we'll see what we can do with it. And that covers some of the information going on in that.
Okay. All right. While we get another break here, we'll go ahead and get that.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Again, I'm Jeff, and we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder today. We've talked about the budget. We've talked about the highways and that. What else we got?
Well, going forward a little bit, one of the projects we've been working on, and if you've listened to the show on a regular basis, you've heard me mention this, is the Care Center in Randolph County Care Center here in Sparta. We've been working on a project, studying a project to do some renovations to the building and to add additional services in collaboration with Comwell, some behavioral health type of services, collaboration with Comwell and the Sparta Hospital, which would be very beneficial. Now, we've been talking about this for quite a while. I think we began back in about midsummer. We began to consider the process, and it took, it takes quite a bit of time in the consideration of it. I guess the first thing you have to consider is, number one, is it even possible? and of course, that came back that yes, it was. And then we're going through some preliminary studies of the buildings and the facilities. What would it cost to get these updated so you could use the facilities for both? What would it cost to operate the care center as a 50-bed facility? And can we get it licensed? Can we get it funded? Comwell has to take a look at their situation. And if we had a behavioral health care area in here, can we get the necessary funding through the state of Illinois and federal government in order to operate it, et cetera, et cetera. So these studies and evaluations have been going on for about 4 or 5 months, and at every point it has seemed very positive and is looking very positive. We're probably going to have our next meeting in early January. I'd hope for possibly by the first of the year we'd have kind of like a no-go decision to whether or not we think this is going to actually be feasible, and we're going to go into detailed engineering. I'd still say we're probably looking at that as a time frame. I know we've been talking with Honeywell, which would be a substantial contract in that, involved in heating, air conditioning, environmental areas of the building and the facilities. So all of these pieces are coming together. Our next meeting will be in early January when we'll consider it. Hopefully by, February, March, in that time period, we will have be able to reach that study as to whether or not we're going to be able to go with it or not go with it. A substantial amount of the funding has come together, probably a little better than 50%. And I'll mention now that none of this involves taxpayer. This is not taxpayer funded. It's not funded through taxes. It'll be funded through charges for services and the operation of the facility in general, as provided by Medicare, Medicaid, and behavioral health, funds available through those. It's not going to be related to Randolph County taxpayers. It's going to operate as, in governmental terms, you would call it operating as a enterprise type of fund operation, where it's charges for services is the support mechanism for it. But we have to make sure all of those pieces line up first before we actually move forward. So we're considering all of that at this point in time. So far, everything is looking positive, and it appears it's going to be that way. The state of Illinois is positive in this type of funding for this type of institution, because the nearest ones, if I'm not mistaken, now I know there's one in Carbondale. There's one in Mount Vernon. Of course, there's several facilities up in the St. Louis area, but there's a large area around us where this is not available at all, where it'd be beneficial to Randolph County. And it could also be beneficial to various individuals, nearby in nearby counties, as it is with the care center now. It's not only for it's not only for people who live in Randolph County, but people who live in other counties, come here and are residents of the facility as well. And it's going to be on a similar type of system. So we're continuing to work on that and move that forward and see how it goes. The next step will be a bond funding through revenue type bonds, which we'll take a look at as a possibility here in the next few weeks to discuss that, and as well as working with the state of Illinois for the overall funding operation of it, and their thoughts and opinion, on it, because you have to have approvals from all of them before you can move forward. But it is still out there. It is still moving forward. We're still working on it. If it goes, it would probably be a year of engineering and preparation. You probably wouldn't begin actual changes on the facility until probably 2023, maybe late 22, early 23, and the actual renovations would take probably a year as well, because you have to relocate residents to the facility as you're working on it and making those improvements and changes. So it's a long-term project, but it's something that I'm hopeful we're going to see some results on. It would be very beneficial for the Sparta community and for the citizens of Randolph County to have such a facility available. There is a lot of need for it out there. All the studies say there is a substantial amount of need for this type of facility around.
Right. That's the one thing I've heard from that area too. I mean, in mental health and that too, that there's a shortage of.
There is. It's a new area of study in medicine. I'm not a medical professional, but just talking generically, medical and healthcare has always been kind of like in the area of, well, if you have a problem, we'll work on it. But what we're beginning to learn is, problems that people have when they're younger become more medical conditions that they'll have when they're older. And if you can diagnose and help them with mental problems at a younger age, then they don't go into substance abuse. They don't go into other types of behaviors that become, detrimental to their overall health as they grow older. If you can work on these issues at a younger age and help and support those at that age, then you don't have the issues at older age. that you deal with. So as an overall area, it helps, you know, it helps people's overall well-being. Mm-hmm. So it's an area that's, it's not new. It's been around for quite a while, but it's something we're learning a lot more about. And much of what we do in medical care, we're learning a substantial about, you know, substantially more about it over a period of time.
That's one thing someone told me once. They said, like a medical doctor, they say that they, that's why they use the term, they're practicing medicine, because you're learning all the time.
Well, and that is true. You learn that through the process, and you continue to grow in knowledge, and we continue to develop new things all the time. Most of them are very good. Sometimes some of them don't work real well, but you learn through the process and that's what helps and has helped develop what we have nowadays.
Right. All right, well, I hear the music, so that means we're about out of time.
Okay, next time I come in, I'll talk a little more about the budget, and I'll go into economic development, because we kind of got tied up on some other things today.
Right. So, all right, well, we'll look forward to the next time then, and
thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow.